The Quinnipiac poll is the third in recent weeks that shows the governor's race in New York remains stagnant, with Cuomo ahead of Republican challenger Rob Astorino by nearly 25 percentage points. Quinnipiac's Mickey Carroll says Cuomo's favorability rating is still about 50%, and 57% think that overall the governor is doing a good job in office.
His job approval numbers are good. His does-he-deserve re-election numbers are good. And 2-1, he beats Astorino, the Republican. And it's been 2-1 since it started, for goodness sakes. You got to ask yourself, is there an election? And at this stage of the game, no, there isn't.
The poll also asked questions about the governor's Moreland Commission on Ethics and the controversy surrounding it and found some weaknesses there for Cuomo. In late July, the New York Times released a lengthy story. It alleged the governor's top aides tried to stop Moreland commissioners from issuing subpoenas of Cuomo donors in corruption probes. The U.S. attorney, Preet Bharara, has been investigating the allegations ever since Cuomo closed down the commission in mid-investigation. It was part of a budget deal in late March. Bharara publicly rebuked Cuomo and his aides, saying they might have been involved in potential witness tampering after a handful of Moreland commissioners issued statements that differed from previous accounts of alleged meddling by the governor and his aides. After the weeks of negative news coverage, the poll finds that more than half of New Yorkers know about the controversy, and Carroll says it's taken its toll.
People think that corruption is a major problem in New York, and they think that the governor, Andrew Cuomo, is part of the problem, not part of the solution.
Three-quarters of those surveyed who know about the Moreland Commission believe the early shutdown of the ethics panel in mid-investigation was part of a political deal. And more than one-third of voters think Cuomo's office interfered with the commission's probes. Carroll says the ongoing investigation by the U.S. attorney has the potential to further harm the governor in his political standing. The poll did not survey the September Democratic primary, where Cuomo faces two opponents, Fordham Law School professor Zephyr Teachout and comedian and activist Randy Credico. But Carroll says just 15% of Democrats have even heard of Teachout. The primary is expected to draw only a fraction of Democratic voters, and Carroll says Teachout could do better than the numbers seem to show.
I have a feeling, as somebody who's watched politics for a long time, that she could embarrass him. Not beat him, not even get big, huge numbers, but get enough numbers to embarrass him.
If Cuomo loses votes to Democratic primary challengers, it makes him look weak on the left and could damage his chances in a 2016 presidential primary. Despite the low poll numbers, GOP challenger Astorino continues an active campaign. He was to meet with voters on Long Island and released a jobs program in Binghamton, where he attacked the governor's record.
The governor promised radical reform back in his first State of the State address, and he hasn't delivered. What we've gotten is phony gimmicks and a marketing campaign that is fraudulent, that is wasting over $200 million in taxpayer money.
Governor Cuomo has not been actively campaigning this summer. He has not held a public event since returning from a trip to Israel over a week ago. He has aired numerous television ads. A spokesman for the governor's campaign called Astorino's charges spin and says the governor's strong leadership is working for New York. Democratic primary challenger Zephyr Teachout may not be doing well in the polls either, but she did score a major win Wednesday when an appeals court rejected an attempt by Governor Cuomo's lawyers to have her thrown off the ballot. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.